Today's the kind of the second of our 2 days working by ourselves, trying to just work against each other and do some things that we need to do, and then be ready to go against Philadelphia tomorrow. So looking forward to today and the 2 days we've had, and obviously also next week will be a good opportunity for our team to play against the Eagles and the offense and defenses and schemes that they run. And players they have, so that'll be a good opportunity. But it's we need 2 good days here. We had one yesterday, so hopefully we can string a couple together.
Today more of a walkthrough, Bill, or what are you doing?
No. Nope.
Full pads today, or more dial it back to prepare for full pads tomorrow?
No, we were full pads yesterday, and we'll be in pads tomorrow.
Any progress with Dobson or Easley in terms of them being able to take the next step to join?
They're making good progress.
The joint practices, I know we just came off them with the Redskins. What was your takeaway from last year's experience with the Eagles as they obviously prepared?
Great. It was great. I thought we had a good, Chip and I talked about we did a lot of situation work, and Chip and I kind of talked about the things that we felt like our teams needed, and I think we were able to accomplish those in the practice sessions. So, a lot of young guys played in the game. Sure, it'll be that way again this week. But practice sessions, we got a lot of experienced players playing against each other in situational play, and I think that will serve us well and did serve us well last year.
Bill, do you anticipate same kind of volume and intensity
Yeah, probably be, I think our schedule with the Eagles this year is about the same as it was last year. So probably whatever it was, it'll be something similar to that.
In the case of last week, when guys are out there for 7 to 8 plays, perhaps on Tuesday, and then playing a game on Thursday, how does that affect your evaluation of them playing the game, having participated so extensively 2 days earlier?
Yeah, well, that's what we have to work with. Their players practice the same, they were out there the same amount of time we were. So I think that's one of the good things about it is going into the game, you have kind of an equal preparation base. You're seeing them, they're seeing you. However long you're practicing for, they're practicing for. So I think it kind of, levels the field that way. And look, training camp is that's this time of year where we got to grind through it. So it's not our regular season schedule, but we don't have time for that. We don't have enough practices to do it that way. We've got to treat practices and games as work days. So